Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Joining us is Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler, plus Robert Ray will be here with us to examine the state of things in Puerto Rico, reporting on their money problems. Money, money, problems, problems. What a lousy world we live in. Wouldn't it be great if it was just no money? We just, everybody got what they wanted.
Let's just trade.
Yeah, let's just trade.
Chickens.
That's what I used to do.
Let's go back to trading chickens for everything.
Chicken, right. Let's get a chicken for a TV. Let's trade a chicken for a TV set.
Pretty soon, eggs are going to be expensive enough where you could actually trade an egg for a TV set.
Really? I'm having an egg. I had a hard-boiled egg this morning.
That bird flu taking out the egg population.
Who's, what, the bird flu?
There's an egg shortage.
I'm telling you, that's why I'm going to buy chickens.
Really?
Yep.
It'd be smart.
Going to get two chickens. We just bought eggs at the local farm store over the weekend, and they were all different colors. And when you eat these things, the color of the yolk is so different from what you see in the store that you buy. And there's so much more flavorful.
I told you that.
Yeah.
Who told you that?
I
told
you that. I'm getting my own chickens.
Yeah. All right. So who's Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande is a pop singer, yes.
Okay.
She also likes to make out with donuts.
Really?
Yes.
She said, quote, "I'm extremely proud to be an American."
Uh-huh.
After she was caught saying on tape, "I hate America."
Right. I hate America. I hate Americans.
Right.
Right. So,
because somebody that worked at the donut store came out and laid a tray of donuts down that didn't apparently agree with what she wanted.
Well, okay. So she has her wisdom teeth pulled, and in her early 20s,
yeah,
I see, right?
Yeah.
So she has no wisdom.
She has no wisdom. It's slipped out the back. And she goes into this donut store, and of course TMZ captures all of this footage. And she's sitting there, she's talking to her boyfriend, and they bring out this tray of donuts, and she starts licking the donuts, and then she complains that she hates America and she hates Americans. Well, when she gets in trouble after this video comes out for being unpatriotic and from also making out with the donut that she didn't buy, she just licked it and left.
When the worker was in the back room because they thought it would be fun.
She's making out with the donuts?
She's licking the donuts. Her and her boyfriend, who is one of her dancers, when the donut worker is in the back, they are licking the donuts and then laughing, and they think it's really funny that somebody will buy these donuts that they have licked.
That have spit all over them.
Yeah, so
here she
says,
"Oh, well, I was just upset because, you know, childhood obesity is such an important issue for me, and I was just, you know, I was misquoted. I just, gosh, donuts just are bad, and people need to think about the poison they put in their body."
Here she is being misquoted.
Where's Justin Bieber when we need him?
If you watch the video, she goes from just this rebellious little tramp, having fun licking donuts when nobody's looking, to, "Oh my God, I cannot believe you presented me with these donuts. What is this?" And then goes into that.
I can't believe that we're talking about this instead of the three major outages, the glitches at United Airlines and at the Stock Exchange and then various newspapers that went down. I think that's an outrage in and of itself. What's more important, that or whether she licked a donut?
Depends on if you bought the donut.
I guess, yeah. I'm fascinated with the latest latest campaign by Doritos, which is aiming for the millennial population, requires the people who buy Doritos to scan a chip with their smartphones in order to unlock possibly a preview of Sharknado 3. So that means, if I read this correctly, I'm sure Kenny will correct me if I'm wrong. It's in a bag of Doritos, there's a chip placed in one of the Doritos?
No. Each Dorito is a chip. That's their chips.
Oh, so that's the play on words.
Get it?
And I fell for it.
Right. Doesn't take much.
Good dog.
All right, whoa! What does that mean?
It doesn't. All right.
You're like a chip in a bag of Doritos? Surprise inside.
I find that highly offensive. Just because I don't eat Doritos.
Okay, Doug. You don't have to eat Doritos to know a chip is a chip is a chip.
Well, but I'm thinking about the chip that is a chip instead of the chip that is a chip. You know what I mean? Chips.
Kind of.
Aren't always chips, apparently. There are different kinds of chips. So there. So the stock exchange went down. Wall Street Journal, Market Watch, and other Dow Jones outlets websites went down about the same time.
Wall Street kept trading. Yeah. They just traded on different exchanges.
Yeah.
They have a Chicago and a New Jersey exchange that they were able to do all of the trades through. So they were able to keep doing business. But
not cyber attacks, though.
It's not. No, it was a security update that failed.
Yeah.
And shut it all down.
So what happens if that
happens? Of course, you know,
government websites,
was the unknown.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was thinking, okay, United Airlines, the Wall Street Journal,
right.
And the New York
Stock
Exchange.
People weren't watching our response to
this,
by the way.
It's terrorists at work.
Mm.
Well, in all actuality, for the New York Stock Exchange, all it was likely a Windows update gone bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, but then there were problems in China on their stock market and Greece, their stock market. In a moment, we're going to find out what kind of problems Puerto Rico has, because they seem to be coming from the same direction, and are we going to really be on the hook because they're a protectorate of ours? 13 after the hour, and good day.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. What would you do if a drunk driver rammed your car while you were sitting in it and then just drove away without stopping? Many of us would probably call 911, and then if we could, follow the driver to get the number on his license plate. That's exactly what a woman in Portland, Oregon did after she was hit late one night. But as she was following the car, the drunk driver ran a stop sign and hit another car being driven by someone else who was also legally drunk, and a passenger in that car later died of his injuries. Now, the family of the person who died is suing not only the drunk driver who hit him, but also two bars that served the drunk driver alcohol that night, and the first driver who was hit. Why? Well, they claim the first driver shouldn't have followed the drunk driver after she was hit. Let's be fair, this is a tragic story, but the first driver who was hit was actually the only sober driver of all of them, and she didn't do anything illegal. Now she's being victimized again by the justice system. Find out more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome basket. We're talking.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
Wow.
So, want to join our rewards program?
Wow.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
It's summer, which means time to grab and go. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With the rush of warm weather, open beaches, and vacation on the mind, it's great to have all the basics on hand. The best way to prep for the day is to have a big canvas tote handy. What's in your tote? Always pack some sunscreen, your sneakers, and change of clothes for last-minute long walks and taking in the sights. Toss in a nice lipstick, hat, powder, and aviator shades, and you're almost there. You know you and your friends will get a craving for something sweet, so add snacks like M&M's Crispy, a treat that satisfies any craving. And it's hard to believe that M&M's Crispy with sweet rice puff center and candy shell is 180 calories per singles pack. So snack happy. Just grab them off the grocery shelf and pack them up in your personal goodie bag. Now you're really ready for summer. For more information on M&M's Crispy, please visit MMS.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We have Robert Ray with us now, who's a correspondent for Al Jazeera America, has been around enough so that he is able to astutely look at the situation in Puerto Rico and tell us what's happening there. They've been issuing debt to make up for budget deficits. This has been going on for quite a while, Robert, right?
It has, yeah. I mean, definitely the past decade, and they are over $70 billion in debt at the moment.
All right, so we got this problem. You got the problem in Greece. China's a little shaky. We owe $17, $18 trillion. Everybody seems to be in debt. Do we ever get out of it, or we just wipe the slate clean and everybody starts all over again tomorrow?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right, or billion-dollar question at this point. You know, as far as Puerto Rico goes, it doesn't look like the U.S. is going to bail them out in any capacity at this point.
Why
you know,
should we?
Part of the United States.
Yeah, I know.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, people have said, well, it's a protector. We got to protect them. Well, they're responsible for their own mess. Let them fix it up.
Well, exactly. I think that's Washington's view at this point. That you know, the debt that's being held there right now is their problem, and you know, the mainland is not going to bail them out
all right.
At all.
Let's talk about what life is like in Puerto Rico these days. They have a very high poverty rate. I've only been in Puerto Rico once, or maybe twice. If I was there twice, I didn't remember much about it. But I know that I wasn't impressed by what I saw. It's double the poverty rate that Mississippi has, and that's the most impoverished of all of our states. So what causes it? Big tourist area. Why is everything so bad?
Well, you know, if you talk to economists there, they call it a welfare state, and it does feel like that in many pockets. If you look at the capital, San Juan, you know, beautiful beaches, of course. This is what the tourists see. They see old San Juan, which is the historic part, which is very pretty. But then, if you garner out of those pockets, you go to the second largest housing project in the United States. Which you know, houses over 80,000 people, and the issue is that many people in Puerto Rico basically take subsidies to live from the United States government, and they make about $17,000 a year doing that. And so people don't work because of it.
So we're promoting the status there by making it easy, even in a protectorate, to get money and not work.
You can say that.
Yes, I did. Thank you. I just that's what I was. So what's the future? Is this guy that's the governor of Puerto Rico as much of a gas bag as the fellow running Greece, or does he have some credibility?
It depends on who you talk to down in Puerto Rico. A lot of people don't care for him. They think he talks out both sides of his mouth. The only thing I can say from our experience there last week is, you know, a week ago or a little over a week ago, he said, you know, this debt is unpayable. And then 4 days later, after meeting with other politicians in Puerto Rico, he said, you know, okay, I misspoke. This is not unpayable. We just have a major problem. So perhaps he is a gas bag.
Well, under the circumstances, again, we have a situation. You wonder, if you look around the world, okay, we keep coming up with somebody different or some different jurisdiction every day. How many more countries in the world are on the brink? South American countries, Asian countries. How much more of this stuff is the world going to see unfold in the next month or two, or the rest of the year, or the next year or two?
Yeah, I mean, you make a good point. You know, every country is in debt. It just depends on the money that can pay their debts off.
And everybody.
They're in debt to each other. That's the best part
of it. Right. Yeah,
we all owe each other all this money, and we can't pay them.
Yeah.
It's hysterical.
What a great reality. Almost. Robert Ray, correspondent for Al Jazeera, who went to Puerto Rico last week and reports on what's going on there to try to fix the problem. Robert, thank you for joining us here on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Simply read number one during this week in 1986, Holding Back the Years. Was a good sort of ballady pop song. A few number one songs in our mind. Who was in this group? Anybody know?
It was that redheaded guy. Yes.
All right. That was it. Yeah, right.
No.
Good for you, Jennifer.
Nobody you'd know.
All right. So we always like to touch into a little musical history during this portion of the hour. The life and times of Joni Mitchell have been in question lately. Apparently, she is getting better. I think we had a story last week, the week before. She went a month and a half ago into some rehab facility. I think it's a lung disease, Kenny, is it not? She has some sort of...
They're saying now that it was a stroke and a brain aneurysm.
Really? And the fact she lived through it, if she had a brain aneurysm, you know that the chances of living through that are practically nil.
Yeah.
So if she lived through that, God love her. Joni Mitchell is getting better and she can now speak again. So that's a good sign for those who are Joni Mitchell fans. That's
the,
Joni Mitchell, I think, was 70-something. Yeah.
Wow.
Right, yeah. A lot of wildlife stuff. I don't mean wildlife, like living with Birds and Bears. She was a girlfriend of most of the big rock stars and did plenty of drugs and hard time, if you know what I mean, during that era when she was a big star. So it takes its toll down the road. Let's get to another number one song. This is from this week in 1995, TLC and Waterfalls. Who remembers this?
I do.
Yeah. It's your kind of song, Jen.
This is my kind of song.
Yeah, yes. Why, though, is this? What is their story, the group story, more than the song?
There are three of them.
Yeah,
T-Boz, Left Eye, and Chili. TLC. See?
Really?
And Lisa Left Eye Lopez died in a plane crash, so now there's just the T and the Z left. And they're on tour. I just saw them a few weeks ago, and still great. I mean, they're in
when they're on tour, how many songs they have they can sing?
A ton. Oh, my gosh. TLC has a ton of hits. I'm going to say they have at least 10 hits.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Yeah. All right,
this is the only one you would know.
When I think of the hits.
No, Scrubs.
Scrubs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When I think of hits, I think of Alan O'Day and Undercover Angel, which was number one during this week in 1977. Now, this is a hit. This is music.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's about as simple as you can get.
Look at it, I just had a spasm.
All right. All right, so then maybe this is the next contributor pushes the button a little better for you, Jen. The Fine Young Cannibals were number one during this week in 1989 for this song.
Good song.
Yeah. Good bang. Bang. Got your bang here. Roberta and Jennifer, Richie and Ken, and Doug Steffen, the 28 after the hour on today's Good Day program.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and it's time to smile. Say cheese. It has always bothered me why we have to tell people to smile when they are in front of a camera. Where did this come from? Why don't they do it naturally? Well, the answer actually has to do with the way photographs were first developed. Every time somebody took a picture in the beginning, it would take as much as 15 seconds, if not longer, to go ahead and get that image onto the negative. And people simply could not hold on to a smile that long, which is why you see old photographs with people frowning. Then somebody finally came out with instant photography or faster. You didn't have to have a frown because you could smile, and within seconds, you would be having a smile in front of a camera. Well, you know what? Today is your day to always smile. Never have that frown because that technology is not there. So right now, smile and hold it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples Copy and Print, we will match any competitor's quote. Plus, we have 110% price match guarantee.
Price match covers items sold by retailers operating stores and online under the same brand or sold and shipped directly by Amazon.com. Orders must be identical, valid through 9/19/15. See store staples.com for details.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With a superior man and superior women. Find out what's going on in the world. The Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Starring about Rich and I.
Jennifer. Roberta Fasanelli. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is our network, our social network expert, monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The folks in Washington, let's move up the pike a little bit. 95 North into Baltimore, where the mayor has fired.
Let me put on my flak jacket.
The police commissioner. Mayor says a spike in homicides.
It's 50% higher than it has been previously.
The police commissioner is doing nothing about it. Policemen and women are not doing their job. An unarmed man was killed while in police custody. He says that this all has to be. Well, there are all kinds of things that are going on there. Never mind. What was the guy's name that died in the van?
Freddie Gray.
Freddie Gray. So since then, apparently, other people have died in the same or questionable circumstances. So how do you put up with this? And why is it taking this long? I suppose could have been the result.
You know what? I'm cool with this, but she needs to go too.
She's done.
The whole leadership of the city is awful. Ridiculous. They're at odds with each other, which means that they're all trying to make points instead of actually.
And instead of managing the police department, she created a rift, which created this whole problem.
Right.
Yeah. Well, but they still need to do their job. That's what they get paid to do.
But when you have the mayor up there going, these people are not doing their job, they're doing a horrible job, you need need to manage these people. You don't need
she's
to sit up
boss.
There on national television
yeah, she's
and
the
point
boss.
Your fingers at
yeah.
them.
Yeah, right, that's right.
And,
Jennifer's
and
right.
make the situation worse.
Yep.
You need
you
to manage
I mean, like,
them.
If I'm horrible, Doug, I mean, you're the boss. You know, we're if fired. I'm horrible, yeah, there's obviously that's bad on me, but at right. the same time, it's up to you. You run the show. Right. You're not going to let me sink your ship.
Yeah, remember that, Rizzy. I run this show.
Well,
I write the songs.
Seven show.
Make the young
it
men
makes the
sing.
Whole world sing.
888-302-3684. All right, so let's go back down the pike to Washington, where once again we have a waste of. So people will say to me, "Well, why are we talking about this if it's a waste of time?" A federal judge noted that it's now 2015. Congratulations, sir.
He's a genius.
The Washington Redskins are still the name of an NFL team. So the judge ordered the cancellation of the team's trademark registration. How can you do that?
What?
Because people are offended
because the U.S. Patent, the U.S. Patent Office decided that it could be disparaging to Native Americans. Or no, that they were.
Man, I'd be going to the Supreme Court
Native
with that
Americans.
In 5 seconds.
Well, yeah. And that's the next thing. There's the district court, and then there's the Supreme Court. Dan Snyder will take it all the way to the top.
Yeah,
wow.
He won't let it go, because if he does lose his trademark, that's when he pretty much has to change the name, because anybody and everybody can go out and make Redskins jerseys then.
But that means everything is open. I could somebody could
exactly.
say that the Doug Saffin Good Day program's name, a good day, that's an offensive name. I want it stopped.
And if they decide that it is, yes, they would have to take it away. I find it offensive every now and then.
I find it, yeah. That's the people that have to work
but
with.
But the Doug Saffin show?
I don't know. Call me what you want. I'm just so tired of everybody being, you know, it's so everyone's so sensitive.
Super
so,
politically correct.
Yeah, everybody's offended. Everybody's offended. You can't say anything. And okay, maybe Redskins is offensive.
Not to me.
I'm not offended.
I'm not. And I was speaking with a Navajo, a native, 100% Navajo woman, a couple of years ago, last year.
Right.
No, last year. And I asked her about that, because that was a time when the controversy was really, really big.
Right.
And she said, actually, that's what we call each other.
Well, but that's like the N-word.
But, yeah.
So. Yeah.
You know, the thing is, if people don't like the name, don't go to the games, don't buy the
right.
merchandise, and let
right.
the market tell them to change the name.
Yeah.
Instead of just having two guys who are being loud and annoying saying, oh, this is so offensive. I mean, come on. Let
right.
the market dictate this kind of stuff.
This is none of the government's business.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. Kenny, I don't care if they change the name to Fat White Irish Drunk Guys.
It can be described to
a potato-eating, beer-drinking, spongy white
Wait
guy
a minute.
On their things.
But did they have
care.
Avocados on their mustaches?
Yes.
Oh, I hope so.
Right. By the way, speaking of mustaches, Tom Selleck still... this came from nowhere. Tom Selleck, you may or may not have heard the story about him. His ranch out in the Badlands outside of L.A., a little north and east of L.A. in the Thousand Oaks. Apparently, he didn't have enough water for his avocado trees.
So he says,
but they didn't accuse him of stealing water or anything.
Well, he
really
stole the water.
Kind of, did they accuse him of stealing it? Because they're only asking for the court costs back. They're not fining him or anything
and
on the water.
The investigator, they had a Magnum PI on his rear end, and they charged $21,000 trying to figure out who was stealing this water and linking it back to him. So ridiculous. So that's the main part of what they're suing him
so
for.
So if you haven't
right.
heard it,
charges.
Basically
right.
he was hiring water trucks to go to another water district, hook up to a fire hydrant, fill the water truck up, and to what they can see, he did this at least 12 times.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So that they could come back and water his avocado ranch.
Right.
Beat the system.
Come on.
I think Higgy Baby's going to need the help a little bit on this one.
You know, I'm all for this, and I'll tell you why. There's a new story out in the LA Times. I'm Los Angeles, if you don't know. And we've done such a great
great job. We're in a terrible drought. The whole state of California has done a great job over the last couple of months cutting water significantly. Jerry Brown called everybody to cut down 25%. Everybody's done that. In some cities, actually, they're dumping water because they're overrun with it in reservoirs, and it's causing chemical imbalances in the water. Yeah. So they're just dumping out 500,000 gallons at a time in cities. Guess what the front page LA Times is today? Right. Water rates going up because they need to fix infrastructure. BS. They're going up because we're saving water and the water companies are not making enough money, and so now they're going to give us these fees.
Exactly.
So about the bill I got last month in my house in Santa Monica, they upped the bill. They reread the meter, and somehow or other, the bill increased by $700 over the past year. Remember, there's nobody in the house for like 3 or 4 months out of the year, and then there's maybe 4 or 5 months out of the year when there's a lot of usage, and then there's partial usage here and there. There's no way that this kind of water could have been used. But it's just it's a ruse, and who's going to question it? Most people don't know how to read the meter.
Yeah.
Never mind. They don't even know where it is.
You know, I heard a story
the
other day about how a lot of this drought might be being caused by mismanagement of the Colorado River.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's absolutely right.
And because you look at Lake Mead, and Lake Mead is like half full now.
Yeah.
And the Colorado River feeds Los Angeles, Phoenix, Vegas. I mean, like 5 or 6 major cities on the West Coast. And apparently, the numbers that they used to calculate how much water they could use from the Colorado was miscalculated 90 years ago when they built the Hoover Dam.
Mulholland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now they're looking
at that and going, wait a minute, we've been looking at these percentages all wrong. All the math is wrong.
The entire drought in California is to blame all on the government. You know what? Weather is cyclical.
The government
of California knows that the population has been steadily growing. They know this. They know that the weather goes in cycles. We had a huge drought in the 70s. They did nothing to build in underground reservoirs like they've done in Arizona. They've done nothing to investigate desalinization or to build additional reservoirs in the Sierras. They have done none of that. And then all of a sudden, oops, we're out of water. We're not going to have enough to sustain, and then everybody has to pay more. It is ridiculous. It is all the fault of people ignoring the problem and not putting in the right plans.
So there.
All because of suckers like you want to live in a beautiful place.
I don't even care anymore. If
somebody
has a better idea of where I should go,
please.
Check all of the above. Both
Facebook
of you.
Me.
All three of you.
Who's the third one? Kenny?
Me.
Yeah, he's up in the hills. He's his fault.
He's still in California. That place is a disaster, man.
Really?
It's run like
the
a disaster.
The weather is wonderful, but the people are running are awful.
It's gorgeous.
And you know what? That's the problem with excess. Excess is everywhere. Look at where I live in the two craziest states in the country.
You sure do.
Mismanaged to the nth degree.
You just need to buy an apartment in New York.
There you go.
That's right. And
I have all my bases covered. Yeah, exactly.
All right,
let's cover the base of your scalp. What's going on with your scalp, your hair? Are you doing a good job rejuvenating your hair? Actually, there are two different products that come from the same company that I want to spend a minute talking about. I'm going to give you two different phone numbers, but these are both great products. Provia is a way for you using this product to get your hair back or your money back. Call 800-525-8319. Order Provia. You've heard me talking about this enough. You get the gist of it. So call if you are running out of hair, your hair is thinning, you see it coming out when you take a shower, you brush your hair. So this will cleanse your scalp, open up the pores, let the follicles come back, thicken up the hair that you have on your head, fix the problem. I'm here to help you fix your problem. And if your hair is going away, call 800-525-8319 for the natural way to get your hair back from Provia. 800-525-8319. And from the same company, a product called Genucel. Bags and puffiness under your eyes is your problem. You got plenty of hair, but you also got plenty of bags and lines and things on your face that you don't like. So call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. Genucel is not a cream. It's not water. It's not oil. It's something that really, when you feel it, you think, wow, this feels amazing. And it does. And it gets right to the root of the problem, extracting the water that is collected under your eyes that causes the bags and the puffiness. Get rid of all all that. Results in the first 12 hours guaranteed. Two products guaranteed to work or your money back. 800-543-9262 for Genucel. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women. Safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now. Mention Doug Steffen and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. What would you do if a drunk driver ran to your car while you were sitting in it and then just drove away without stopping? Many of us would probably call 911, and then if we could, follow the driver to get the number on his license plate. That's exactly what a woman in Portland, Oregon did after she was hit late one night. But as she was following the car, the drunk driver ran a stop sign and hit another car being driven by someone else who was also legally drunk, and a passenger in that car later died of his injuries. Now, the family of the person who died is suing not only the drunk driver who hit him, but also two bars that served the drunk driver alcohol that night, and the first driver who was hit. Why? Well, they claim the first driver shouldn't have followed the drunk driver after she was hit. Let's be fair, this is a tragic story, but the first driver who was hit was actually the only sober driver of all of them, and she didn't do anything illegal. Now she's being victimized again by the justice system. Find out more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full, intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru.
Jen Jen, Jennifer Horn with the television report, starting with Keith Olbermann, gets fired again.
Whoa, I don't
really?
Know. Fired. Well, kind of it is, yeah. Keith Olbermann's second tour of duty with ESPN officially over. ESPN said in a statement yesterday, Keith is a tremendous talent who has consistently done timely, entertaining, and thought-provoking
but he's miserable
work
to deal
returning
with.
To ESPN, but we hate him and we're never...
Did I tell you I worked with Keith at UPI?
And?
Was he nice? He was marvelous. I thought
he's
he was
a
brilliant.
Talented guy. He just doesn't know
he's
when to shut his mouth.
He's a brilliant cartoonist, if you didn't know.
Hard to deal with, though.
He used to do cartoons
hard
for all
to work
of
with.
Us.
Kind of like most of the people that I have to deal with on this
yeah.
program.
Yeah. Well, like you, I said, all the talented people are hard to deal with.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
Okay, Twin Peaks revival.
Now.
What's happening with that? Keep going.
Twin Peaks. It seems that Twin Peaks fans, Dougie, will have to wait a little bit longer for the reboot of the show. It was supposed to come out in 2016. Now the revival has been pushed to 2017. So it's still going to be done, but after a little bit of trouble getting things off the ground, getting the director secured and the scripts done, it looks like it will air on Showtime sometime in 2017. So
broken news. Sarah Palin is not going to The View.
Well, here's actually what's going on with The View. So yesterday, Rosie Perez announced that she was leaving. Today, The View is going to announce that they have a brand new panelist. The person's name is Michelle Collins. She's
anybody
a comedian.
Know who she is?
Yeah. I don't know. She's appeared on Bravo and VH1, and she's been a guest co-host on The View. Now, that leaves Nicole Wallace, it leaves Whoopi Goldberg, Raven Simone, add in Michelle Collins. She'll start in September when The View comes back. There's going to be a fifth seat that they're going to actually make rotating. So they're going to have people fill in as a guest host. So there'll be five people sitting at the table throughout the next
season. So are there two lefties, two righties, and one in the middle? Is that it?
I don't know. I'd heard some names like Heidi Klum, perhaps, is one of the people that might be sitting in.
Nice. Is she? Yeah, I love her, but she's too nice for that show.
All right, I saw somebody named Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
He's so hot.
Is he?
Yeah, he used to be on Grey's Anatomy. He played what's-her-face's cat. What's the blonde girl that left? Gosh, I'm totally blanking on her name. That was her boyfriend on the show. He's joining the cast of The Good Wife as a series regular for this.
Because Matthew Good is leaving as well. He was the assistant.
A lot of
he's the British
left.
Guy.
Oh, yeah, he's right up your alley.
It was good. Yeah, there you go. Right up your alley, Jennifer.
Yeah.
51 after on the Good Day program.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Money Pit time on the Good Day program. Now, wait a minute, there's confusion here. Money Pit is a radio program in and of itself. How could one radio program collide with another radio program? Well, there's collusion in the collision, and that comes from there's Kreidler's collusion in the collision. Tommy McKay is here, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. You can get to them anytime by dialing 888-MONEY-PIT. Leave a question, they'll come up with a great answer. Send them an email, moneypit.com, all that good stuff. And so as a result of our perseverance here, our sweat, our toiling,
We have merged the shows.
We have merged the program, and therefore I'm taking half of Tom's money starting now. And if I can't get at that, we'll get at some of your questions for Tom in just a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Teach Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Many people believe today's media is biased, and to some degree, every organization is biased to perpetuate what they think is best for them. But if you know what you're looking for, you can spot bias. First, the social science of it. It's called the straw man argument. Complicated, but one easy way to spot this type of intentional bias is to listen up when television, radio, salespeople, or your best friend start their pitch with the phrase, "some people say." After those three words, a false, misleading argument is usually inserted.
Just listen to what he has to say.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Bias is everywhere, but you don't have to fall for it. When you hear another person begin a discussion with, "some people say," bias may be in play, and you need to ask yourself, "hey, why should I believe this?" More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, here with some helpful ideas based on your questions from your notes, your letters. Karen has a leaky roof thanks to summer storms. She wants to know if this is something that could be covered by homeowner's insurance. Well, it could be covered by moving to another place, I suppose.
Well, it might be covered by homeowner's insurance. See, the thing is that insurance is going to cover leaks that are termed sudden and incidental.
Mm-hmm.
And what that basically means is if your roof is leaking because it's just worn out, that's not going to be covered by insurance. But if you've got a sudden summer storm and it's got high winds and it's driving that rain sideways and the roof leaks, then yeah, I think there's a really good chance that it could be covered. What I would do is I would contact a public adjuster, not your insurance company, because a public adjuster is definitely going to have the right motivation to try to get the claim processed. Your insurance company is going to be motivated.
So does the public adjuster get paid a percentage of what
they
you
do.
Get
they do.
The insurance
exactly.
Is that what you used to do?
I find it's well worth it. And I wasn't an adjuster, but I've always recommended that tack because they work on a percentage, so they're only going to get paid if your claim goes through. And they know how to charge for everything in that claim. You know, every layer of paint, every dab of spackle. You know, they're going to make sure that everything that has to get in there is in there. So your claim is usually higher by using a public adjuster.
All right, next question comes from Thompson. What product would you recommend for cleaning kitchen cabinets? Wooden kitchen cabinets, light white oak, very dirty with grease, grime, and smoke residue. Yuck.
Well, the thing is, you want to start with gentle cleaners and work to more tough cleaners after that. I would start with something like a Murphy's oil soap and see how much that takes off. Then beyond that, if you've got some really bad grease spots, I would mix up some TSP, trisodium phosphate. It's a powder. You can mix it up to kind of a soapy consistency.
What about the ball guy, what's the name of the cleaner?
Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean. How about that?
I'll tell you what, those magic erasers rock. They work on
they
a lot
do.
Of things.
Those things are great.
Yeah. They work fantastic on walls, I find, especially drywall with paint that's got shards on it.
They
got
to be a little bit wet, but yeah, they work great.
They work great.
All right, here's Lori, who wants to repaint her wooden porch floor and the steps that go up there, but they have moss growing on them. How do I clean the steps of the moss?
Yeah, you got to get that moss off first, obviously. Yeah. So a couple of things. I mean, you could, if there's no plants in the area, you could just mix up a bleach and water solution and spray that on, let it sit, then scrub it off. If you're concerned about damaging landscaping, there's a product called Spray and Forget that you can basically spray that moss, wait a few days, and it will kill it. And once you get that moss off, you're going to have to sand that porch floor really well. And then I would apply an oil-based primer and an oil-based floor paint on top of that. And the reason I say oil-based for porch floors is because it's just a more durable product. It's a harder product when it dries, and it's not going to scratch and peel off as quickly as a latex-based paint.
I always go out of my way to get oil-based paint. I had to go so far as to buy marine paint to paint some of the stuff in the barn now because it's hard to buy.
Yeah, but it's tough stuff, isn't it?
Very tough stuff. It's very important to have good paint. I think latex paint sucks, frankly. So it's just, it's,
I use it on walls and ceilings and things like that. And trim, but on floors.
Yeah. Hi, Tom Kreitler here at your service and on your side from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program.
Our
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.